AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A new report says after the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion numbers have risen slightly. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
A survey done for the group, the Society of Family Planning, which supports abortion access, says abortions fell to nearly zero in the 14 states that have enacted strict bans. But abortion numbers have gone higher in states where abortion remains legal further into a pregnancy, particularly Illinois, Kansas, and New Mexico, which border states with bans. Abortion pills prescribed through telemedicine played a key role.
The data comes ahead of November elections in which abortion rights supporters hope the issue will drive voters to the polls. Tropical Storm Debbie is not the only big weather maker. Severe flooding and heavy rain cover Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. The National Weather Service's Steve Kleebauer says there's more.
We do have a marginal risk of rainfall for the southwestern U.S., kind of extending up through the Central Rockies into the portions of the Central Plains, mainly due to one of the disturbances, as previously mentioned, as well as the monsoon still impacting the southwestern U.S.
Because of Debbie, officials in New York told people in basement apartments to prepare to get out. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's gathering information from Tesla about a crash and fire involving a Tesla Cybertruck in Texas that killed the driver of the futuristic new pickup. The agency wants to know whether the driver was using a partially automated driving system. Military-run hearings for accused September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two co-defendants at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, are in upheaval following Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's decision to throw out a plea agreement. Defense attorneys contend the plea deal still stands and suspended participation in the pretrial hearings while legal challenges to the action play out. This is AP News. Police in Britain are gearing up for another night of violence.
Amid concerns, far-right groups plan to target as many as 30 locations on Wednesday, following a week of rioting and disorder. Authorities are mobilizing about 6,000 specially trained officers to respond to the unrest. And London's Metropolitan Police Service adds it would do everything in its power to protect the capital. Many UK cities and towns have been racked by violence for the past week as angry mobs egged on by far-right extremists and influencers have clashed with police and counter-demonstrators. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The family of a French explorer who died in the implosion of the Titan submersible in 2023 have filed a wrongful death lawsuit seeking more than $50 million that accuses the sub's operator of gross negligence. All five people on board died during the voyage to the famed Titanic wreck in the North Atlantic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.